games begin. Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. I'm all by myself tonight. No Matt Price. I win 2 weeks in a row, and Matt's like, that's it. I'm done with the show. Washing my hands of it. I can't take this anymore. This is unreal if we're going to have two people here that are going to be winning. I don't want to be, you know, competed against at all. So he threw up, held out. He's waiting for that long-term guaranteed contract now that's never going to come. Sorry, Matt. You're going to have to find a new home. Kidding, obviously. Matt's off vacationing or coming back from vacation and recovering and such. So I brought in a whole other podcast crew to play tonight. I get a host and I get a crown the king of the dummies tonight. We have the Dynasty Dummies. We have Kyle LeBrec. Kyle, quietly and voice savingly, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Voice is a little iffy. So I'm going to keep my talking to as much of a minimum as possible, but I'm okay.
Kyle will only be saying just nothing but correct answers. So when he speaks, be ready. It will be right. We also have right to his left on my screen. We have J Mike, the dummy blitzer. J Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, yo, I am feeling fantastic. I've got my Spurs toboggan on, channeling the championship spirit of Tim Duncan. I've got my aromatherapy candle here to help keep my mind right. And last but not least, I'm wearing my Dynasty Game Night t-shirt to pander to the host, if nothing else. So that way, it will hide the fact that I have not studied for this at all. So this will be great. I'm ready.
You cannot study for this. So that is perfect. And right to not last, but certainly not least, we've got Zach Reed, the tacit assassin himself. Zach Reed, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you introducing my silent partner and then the man with the pipes and then bringing me in last. It's really good to be here. Hopefully we'll have a better showing than last time, because you sent us packing with our tail between our legs.
There will be a dummy winner. There will be a dummy in the Tournament of Champions this year. Guarantee. I mean, I guess, unless you guys all really bomb. If there's literally no right answers, I guess we have to just ban you all from the show ever again.
This is very Zach, possible.
Zach and Kyle got the invite back to redeem themselves. And J-Mike, if they can't, you get to just walk with it. So that's nice. Before we get into a little business and then into the show, Zach, tell us about what you guys have going on over at Dynasty Dummies.
Well, we've got the Dynasty Dummies website, and then we've got two shows on our feed. We've got kind of the original, the Dynasty Dummies podcast, where Kyle and I come at you every week. And now we're really proud to bring you J Mike with the Dummy Blitz. And he brings you 15 minutes on Tuesday morning that takes you through the entire happenings of the weekend and also poses questions that get you thinking in ways that you may not have otherwise. It's definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, I've been loving the Dummy Blitz. It's a nice little wrap up right at the end. Plus you get to hear J-Mike. J-Mike, that's not all you do. Give us a quick hit on where else we can hear those lovely pipes as they were referred to.
Absolutely happy to do so. Yeah, so my main man, Gabe Gearing, my co-host over at the podcast, The Open Bar. We have a lot of fun there on Tuesday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to check us out live on YouTube, we get into fun, fantasy, and any and everything in between. So lots of fun there. You can find him, of course, on Twitter at FFManBun. And I'll save the rest of my plugs for later, after I tuck my tail in sadness after a probably terrible showing in these games. So we'll see how it goes.
Don't know, you can probably get a podcast intro from Man Bun or from Zach. That's basically, if you hear a podcast with a jingle at the beginning, or you know, a rap song, whatever you want to call it, it's one of those two most likely. So I mean, they've dominated the market and they are fantastic at them. Zach was kind enough to do our old intro song, which I think you can still hear a lot of times we put it at the end now because it's still fun. Before we get into the games, I do have to mention the t-shirts. J Mike, how are those t-shirts? Is it comfy?
It is extra comfy.
Is it everything we advertise it to be? Super duper comfy.
And more.
Yes, of course. All right. So right now we are getting low on them and we're trying to get the rest of them out. Like, we want to be finished with this order so that we can maybe order some more in the future. So they're basically on like a clearance price of $10 if you submit an iTunes review. So if you want a t-shirt from us, submit that iTunes review, screenshot it, send it to me and Matt, and we will get you a shirt out for $10. Matt is on Twitter at Matt Price FF. I am at John Bosch FF. And the show handle is at DGN Pod. Any of those will work. And for $10, you're going to get an awesome, comfortable fantasy football t-shirt with that great logo. All right, one more piece of business before we get to have the games begin. Let the games begin.
The anticipation is killing
yes,
me right now.
I know. I can't wait. I've been waiting for this show for, well, like a whole day because I prepped it yesterday. So I've been waiting to go. But before we get into that, I do also want to thank the DLF family of podcasts, which we are now a part of. Do you guys listen to any of the DLF podcast family members? Anybody got a favorite one out there?
Of course. I'm not going to be original because I like the mothership, man. I'm down, Dan, Matt, and Ryan. Every week I'm listening to them. And I like the little crossover the last week where Matt brought in Apex Predator.
Yeah,
that was pretty solid.
Played a DGN game on DLF flagship. That was fun. Kyle, what about you? You got one that you listen to on there?
My favorite one from the group has to be Commission Impossible. Being a commissioner myself, it is just amazing to listen to Scott and Ryan break down all those things that we run into as commissioners and different ways to handle it. And it's just such a great show.
Totally agree. I love the DLF flagship podcast. Commission Impossible is one that, like, when it comes out, like, I can't wait to listen to it. Like, I'm excited to listen about commissioning, which tells you that I'm a little bit different. And that means that if you share that same little difference, that's a podcast. J Mike, what about you? You got any that you like on that network?
Being a man who's primarily in super flex leagues, I've got to shout out the Super Flex Super Show. Travis, James, John, they bring it every week. They're a lot of fun. I enjoy those guys a ton. So that's one of my faves.
Excellent. So, as for me, I like to listen to DGN, No, just kidding. I like them all. I mean, it's a great network. It's awesome that they've put it together so that we can hear so many great podcasts on that one feed. If you're listening to Dynasty Game Night on our own individual feed, go out and search out the DLF family of podcasts feed. There are some great podcasts on there, some that maybe you've never heard, and you will cover all of your bases, trading, commissioning, like we talked about, player evaluation, IDP, everything. It's all on there, everything that you need to improve your Dynasty game. Let's get into those Dynasty games. We've got three games for everybody tonight. We've got the name game, of course. Kyle is super excited. We've got ADP bullshit. That'll also be played. And then we have the trade game. So these are like three of our staple games. You guys should be totally prepared to crush these games. I'm expecting high results tonight. J Mike's the newbie. J Mike, you get to pick the first game. Which one do you want to play first?
Let's play. You know what? Let's just get it out of the way. Name game.
Name game. All right. We're starting off fun here. So for those that are new, welcome. The way that we play this is I'm going to give a clue. It's going to combine two names of people associated with fantasy football, and they'll be mashed up together. If you buzz in with your name, you get it on the first clue, you get 2 points. If nobody can get it, I will provide a clue. And if somebody can buzz in and get it then, they get 1 point. I will tell you the theme. Tonight we are combining with fantasy football analysts from across the fantasy football industry.
Wow.
So our first clue off the bat. Come on, you Fox trademarker and AFC East running back.
Zach.
Go ahead, Zach.
Dynasty Frank Gore.
That is it. Zach on the board with 2 points. It's just that easy, guys.
Nice job.
All right. Clue number two. NFC South wide receiver and fantasy feaster.
John.
Go ahead, J. Mike.
All right. I'm going to go Mike Evans Silva.
Yes, sir.
That's good. 2 points for J. Mike. Well done.
Hey, where's right, Kyle?
Number three.
I will lose this game.
Kyle is saving his voice. We have NFC West bell cow running back and Janice Truthing Swolecaster. And I put that bell cow in quotation marks for Nathan Powell.
Man. J. Mike.
Kyle, did you buzz in there before him? You said something.
No, I asked for it again. But
oh, okay.
Go ahead, J. Mike, you have it.
J. Mike, I'm gonna go. Golly, this might be a stretch. I'm gonna go Mike Davis, Maddock.
That's not a stretch at all. That's it is dead one. On right.
Hey!
Mike Davis, Maddock. Two more points for J. Mike.
What's up?
Ah, Mike Davis. Bell cow.
I was like, what, bell cow? Wait a second.
That was that's a fun little reference to a bet that Nathan Powell made and then probably for the good of all humanity did not follow through on. If you want more on information on that, go and look for the Dynasty Trade Cast on the RotoViz Network. All right. We have former NFL draft talking cross-roader and AFC East running back.
Zach.
Go for Jake, it, Zach.
Jake Andersoni Michelle.
Nailed it. Nailed it. That actually took longer than I thought it would take.
I was struggling.
Zach cannot get over the NFL draft talker being.
Bring back the NFL handle. Draft talker.
All right, on to the next clue. We have fantasy footballer and NFC East running back.
I'm probably going to have one. I can't get there.
Right. Zach, Kyle, clue.
Yeah. Bring us a clue.
Yeah.
New York Giants. If we're going to put this at zero, J Mike, give us the fantasy footballer names and see if you guys can piece this together.
All right. I've got Mike Wright, Andy Holloway, and Jason Moore.
All right. So J Mike's got one of those is the correct first part.
All right. Okay. All right. Well,
Andy. Go ahead, Kyle. Wait, hold on. For an imaginary point after J. Mike assist, Kyle, let's get on the imaginary board. What do you got?
Andy Holloway Gallman.
All right, I got that. I got that little italicized I next to a one for Kyle. He's got an imaginary. Way to go.
I know. I can't get out of the box.
I know they
first do
names.
Have more than just Saquon Barkley, shockingly.
I know their first. I know the footballers' first names. I don't know their last names.
Oh, it's the spitballers. Yes,
even better. I should have put spitballer and NFC East running back. That show's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
All right, on to the next one. Which I gotta say, this next one was the impetus to this category because when I realized that I could combine these two names together, I laughed a little bit while I was at work and listening to this particular podcast and realizing. Oh my gosh, I can do a name game out of that. So we have Fantasy Pro and Volume Defying AFC South tight end.
All right, Kyle.
Go right ahead, Kyle. What do you got?
Mike Tagliaric Ebron.
That is correct. Mike Tagliaric Ebron. And Mike hates Eric Ebron. It was awesome when I realized I could put those names together. All right, we will move on to the next one. We have DFS edge-giving father of Jerry and AFC North quarterback. DFS edge-giving father of Jerry.
J-Mike. Adam Levitandy Dalton.
That is it. Adam Levitandy Dalton. J-Mike coming out J-Mike strong. Is, score man, update. J-Mike 6, Zach 4, Kyle 2, plus imaginary 1.
Kyle scored.
All right.
Oh man.
He's got real points and imaginary. He's on the board.
Hey, all right, don't take clue. That away from me, J. Mike. Don't take that away from me.
Next clue. 06010 Shanahan hater and NFC East running back.
Kyle.
Go right ahead, Kyle.
This is a stretch. Matthew Barry Ezekiel Elliott.
Not a stretch at all. That's actually exactly how the game is played, Kyle. Oh, you nailed it. Not a stretch at all. Ooh, this is a tight one. We've got 6-4 now. J-Mike in the lead by 2. Oh. All right, on to the next one. NFC South quarterback and blueprinting commish of the impossible.
Kyle.
Kyle, oh my gosh. He's on fire now. Let's go.
Matt Ryan McDowell.
Nailed it. If you would have gotten the commission impossible clue wrong, you may have been banned.
It took me longer to think about the quarterback.
Nice. All right, on to the next one. Devy reporter and AFC South running back.
Oh, J Mike.
Go right ahead, J Mike.
I might screw up the analyst. I hope I don't. I'm going Nick Way Leonard Fournette.
All right, we've got one more clue. I do have a tie break if for some reason Kyle ties the game up on the last clue here. So J Mike has 8, Kyle has 6, Zach has 4. Zach can still buzz in just to ruin Kyle's night and prevent.
Oh,
it'll
happen.
You know that way he can do that waiver wire pickup in week 14 when he's not even in the playoff picture anymore, just to block the playoff contenders, just to have fun. Final clue: lib owning LTSer. And former wide receiver of many teams, most recently AFC East.
Okay, hang in there.
Do we want a clue?
I need the clue.
No, we don't want the clue.
Oh. Oh.
Definitely Kyle, need the clue.
Kyle.
J Mike's like, yes, clue, lock please. It down. Yes. I win. Kyle, do you have an answer?
I don't. Go ahead with the clue.
All right. Recently cut from the Buffalo Bills.
I already know who that is.
Couldn't even make the Bills.
I can't think of who the analyst is.
Who did they just cut? That's the part I know. I think I...
We're
Lib owning okay. LTSer.
All right.
Let's put the dummies together because the game is over. Go for it.
If J-Mike and I get this together...
Well, Kyle, I got the first part. You ready?
Collaborate, boys.
Denny Carter...
Tyrell Pryor.
No,
it's not Tyrell.
Denny Carterell Pryor. Not,
there you go. It's not Tyrell Pryor. Denny Carterell Pryor. Tyrell Pryor.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here with that.
You said Tyrell. It's totally not Tyrell. That guy plays last name Williams and plays across the country.
Facts.
All right. Yes, Denny Carterell Pryor. I can't even say it.
Exactly.
Denny Carterell Pryor. All right. J Mike, welcome to Dynasty Game Night, where you get to dominate Zach and Kyle. It's a fun place to be, isn't it?
I need a trumpet or something. I don't know what kind of budget you have here with producing, but some sort of triumphant trumpet right here. I need that.
Let's take that tilting on over to the ADP bullshit game. So, for those that are new, again, welcome. In this game, I am going to give them a position and a range of ADP, and then they will bid to say how many of those players they can name without looking at any resources. So everybody shut your DLF ADP down right now. We will start with J Mike because he won the game.
Right, texting my wife. My apologies.
You would have to be really fast to go through and actually be looking up stuff, I think. After J Mike, we'll swing over to Kyle since he got second place in the last game. And then Zach will have to pull up the rear because that's what he did in the name game. All right, J Mike, are you ready?
Let's do it.
There are 9 wide receivers, and we are using November DLF ADP, most recently released ADP. 9 receivers that come in from a range of 14 to 27. How many of those can you name, J Mike?
14 to 27.
14 to 27, and 9 of them are receivers. How many of those receivers can you name?
14 to 27.
Oh, I will give markers in this. I will not be as rude as Matt Price was to me. I will give you the marker that Tyreek Hill came in at an ADP of 11.
Well, we'll cross him off.
I think I can probably name 4 after Tyreek Hill.
Starting out with four. Kyle, do you want to raise that bid or do you want to see if J Mike can get four?
J Mike, why did you have to start so high?
Look, this is my first time here. I'm just throwing out craziness. I don't know.
This is the top of the wide receiver order. I think we should be able to get more than four, it feels like. Oh, Kyle, now I'm just challenging you.
Yeah, I'll say five.
And Zach's cheering because now he can't wait to call bullshit on you.
I'm sorry, Zach, I played this game with Kyle before. That is bullshit.
All right, Kyle, you got to get five wide receivers. Tyreek Hill is number 11. Nine receivers from 14 to 27. Fire away.
Oh, God. Allen Robinson.
Oh, that is incorrect. Allen Robinson comes in. Well, I'm not going to tell you that, but I can tell you that he's
got to be lower, right?
He is not within the range, is what I will say.
He's got to be lower. There's no way he's higher than Tyreek Hill.
So Zach gets a point. Zach gets 1 point off the bat. Oh, we are using the scoring system. I should mention, if you get called out and you complete the task, you get 2 points. If you call out somebody and they do not complete the task, you get 1 point.
I like that.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right. Zach is on the board and in the lead with 1 point. That means he gets to go first this time. And Kyle will again go second. And J. Mike will go third this time. Zach, we're going to stick with wide receivers again. The range of 50 to 60 has nine wide receivers in it. 50 to 60.
Wow.
That's what you call a wide receiver run. So how many can you name, Zach, of those nine receivers within 50 to 60 ADP?
Two.
Oh, sorry, hold up. The marker, I should give the marker. The marker is Doug Baldwin at number 47. Does that change your bid of two?
No, two.
All right, two. Kyle, can you do three, or would you like to let him go easily for it at two?
Zach doesn't know ADP, so I am going to call this on him.
All right. A chance for 2 points for just getting two names, Zach. Two receivers out of nine from ADP 50 to 60.
Oh, boy.
Doug Baldwin, Doug Baldwin, number 47.
I'm going to try Ooh. Nelson Aguilar.
Is not in there.
Ooh.
So, by Kyle, a point for him.
Is Golden Tate in there? Because I'm going to be really mad if he is. That was my, yeah.
We could talk about a whole lot of people in a little bit, but okay. For now, we're going to move on to the next set of wide receivers. And this set of wide receivers comes in from 86 to 102.
Oh, this is Kyle gross.
Gets to go first this time. So 86 to 102, nine wide receivers, Kyle. Nelson Aguilar is the marker at number 83. So you were just a bit outside.
Yeah.
Kyle, how many can you name?
I'm going to say one.
One. All right. He's going for it all. If I get one right, I'm in. J. Mike, we'll go over to you since you haven't gotten to challenge or bid in a while. Can you rate that?
Can we go back to something real quick? The range was 86 to what?
The range is 86 to 102 overall ADP. The marker is 83 Nelson Aguilar, who did not fall in that 50 to 60 range.
Yeah. I got three off the top of my head I feel okay about.
So is three your final answer?
Let's go four and get crazy.
Ooh, going four. Zach is ready to call bullshit. I can see it.
I don't believe you.
J. Mike, you should have stayed at three.
You should have stayed at three. That guts. Right. Now you're gonna cost yourself. All right, J. Mike, okay. 2 points and lead in the game. Four wide receivers between 86 and 102.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You have not been very informative on this game, guys. If we could get some answers right.
Okay, so the first guy that came to my mind immediately was Sterling Shepard.
He is in there, number 86. Well done. You got one. That's always helpful.
Okay. Another guy I'm coming up your all's way, fellas. Julian Edelman.
Oh, 107.
Oh, come on.
Just outside the range. Another point.
Come on.
Wow. Oh, so So we have extinguished the wide receivers that I had planned to do. I thought we'd get a little more information and that game would last more than 2 minutes. So let's go back to the beginning. I do have one more category. We will go one more time. And then I do have a tie break if we need it. But for now, let's see if we can go back to the wide receivers. Tyreek Hill came in at 11. You guys want to throw out some names, rapid fire style, of the next nine, and I will tell you yes or no.
Keenan Allen.
On there.
Brandon Cooks.
15. Brandon Cooks on there, number 27.
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen on there, 24. If Thielen's on there, who else has to be right next to him?
Diggs has got to be there.
Stephon Diggs, number 21.
Oh, you know who up? You know who's probably on there? Antonio Brown. He can't be that high, right?
I believe Antonio Brown came in above all of them.
I figured Tyreek would have taken him by now.
Antonio Brown came in at ninth. So
then Julio's got to be there.
Yeah.
Julio is on there. He is number 16.
How about Mike Evans?
Mike Evans is not in that range.
That is also insane.
Let's see.
And Landry's got to be out of there by now.
Yep.
Why do I not have Mike Evans? Oh, there he is. Mike Evans came in at 10, so he was just a hair above Tyreek, which made me surprised. Who did you say, Zach?
I said Landry's got to be out of there by now because everyone is looking for an excuse to eat him.
Number came in at number 25. I agree with you. He deserves to be out of there.
Oh.
But everybody else can keep taking him up that high. This is not going to turn into a Zach love fest of Landry and Jonathan. We've done that show, I think, before somewhere else. So in that tier, we also had anybody else got any guesses?
Juju.
Juju's in there. Yep. Man, you guys are firing these off like so nicely now.
We all got the wrong question.
It's amazing when there's no pressure on.
If I say that I was thinking of wide receivers 14 to 27, and that's where Allen Robinson came from, that makes it better, right?
Correct. So Allen Robinson, he did come in close. Is number 34, so he just missed the list. If that makes you feel better.
Is Watkins in there?
I can give you another one. Nope, Sammy is not in there. The other ones in that range were Davante Adams at number 14 and AJ Green at 26. I believe we nailed everybody there. We'll slide down to that super tight range that Zach got none of. nine receivers, 50 to 60. Nelson Aguilar was not in there at 83. Doug Baldwin was right before, and DJ Moore was right after at 62. You guys want to throw some names that might be in between those two?
One that has to be in there has got to be Will Fuller. People love him.
No, sir. Will Fuller was closer to the top of the range because people love him for some reason.
How about Golden Tate?
Golden Tate's in there. Nailed it.
Is 53. Josh Gordon in that area?
Josh Gordon, 58.
That's good.
All right. So if any names ring bells of other names, let me know. So we also have Calvin Ridley, Alshon Jeffrey, really? Mike Williams, Robert Woods, Chris Godwin, Marvin Jones, and of course, if Calvin Ridley and DJ Moore are there,
Devin who else? Bunches.
Nope.
I don't know. My boy Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton falls in that range too. So on to the final wide receiver tier that we covered, 86 to 102, nine receivers. Nelson Aguilar was the marker at 83, and I think
J. Mike got Sterling Shepard.
I got Sterling Shepard.
Sterling Shepard. Yep. And so anybody?
What about Devontae Parker? Is he still hanging around?
Dear God, no. I think he's like 87,000.
People love him, man.
Yeah.
That's the wrong choice. anybody got any other names they want to toss out? There's another Miami receiver in here.
Oh, Kenny Stills. Albert
Wilson.
Kenny Stills at 97.
Wow. What about Kelvin Benjamin? Is he down below there now?
He doesn't come in right there. He doesn't come in that range. So
what about Robbie Anderson?
Let's see where Kelvin Benjamin was. Kelvin Benjamin came in at 175.
So right. I was close. I was within 100.
Yeah, you were real close there. Remember that when we get to the trade values game. So you said Robbie Anderson, also not there. I'll just run through them. You guys can keep shouting names if you got any. But James Washington, Marquise Goodwin, Antonio Callaway, John Brown, Quincy Enunwa, Geronimo Allison, and Jamison Crowder make up that tier.
So John Brown is a steal is what you're trying to tell me.
John Brown is a steal. Like, I love that for him. And truthfully, if Geronimo hadn't gotten hurt, I think he'd be higher. I think he was probably already injured when this was taken, I'm thinking. Because I think he'd get a bump, too. but he's been replaced by MVS now. All right, score update. Zach has 2. Kyle has 1. Let me tell you guys, the max score so far could have been 6. Total score is 3. A lot riding on this final category.
Is there any reason why you didn't tell my score? Because I thought I scored by now. No.
I feel I gave just enough of your score. 0. You did win the name game. Does that make you feel better? You won the name game.
You can't take that away from me.
It'll never be taken away. All right. Final category of ADP bullshit. And since Zach is in the lead, Zach gets to lead the charge. We're going quarterbacks because, let's face it, they're fun. This is single QB ADP, but still, they kind of still come out the same way in Superflex, which is more fun, people. 9 quarterbacks, range of 155 to 176. Sorry, Kyle, for all these Superflex love. The Drew Brees comes in at 143. Zach, how many can you name of those 9 from 155 to 176?
2.
2. All right. Kyle, you're going to be the first challenger since you have a point.
John, I know you're going to hate this because this isn't good for your show.
Well,
but I'm going to call bullshit because I still don't think that Zach can name these, and I need that point.
This is it. If he does, he wins the game. If not, you two go head-to-head in a tiebreaker to win the game. All right, Zach, who you got? Drew Brees comes in at 143. There are 9 between 155 and 176. Fire away.
How about Philip Rivers?
Philip Rivers, 166, right in the middle of that range.
All right, and I think everybody's wrong on this, but how about Derek Carr?
I think people hate Derek Carr right now.
Then they're right.
he comes in at 200, just slightly above Josh Allen, which I don't care if you hate Derek Carr or not. He does not deserve to be taken closer to
just this a bit tier. Outside.
So that leaves us with a tie, which means we're going to have tight ends break this. Yuck. Oh. All right. So I'll give you that. Does anybody want to throw out names? Kyle, J. Mike, anybody want to guess?
Stafford's probably in there, right? Stafford.
Stafford is not, I believe, above that range.
I had Jimmy G in that range.
Jimmy G at 155.
How about Roethlisberger?
I think he's above that range as well. Wow. Remember, we're in season, so people like quarterbacks that are scoring points right now.
Brady.
Actually, let me check. Hold on. Roethlisberger may have fallen. Roethlisberger actually fell out of the range. He's at 185. Stafford came in at 117. Brady is in the range.
What about Mariota?
Mariota is in the range, 158.
I needed Brady this question.
Lamar comes in at 156. Ooh. The Truth Biscuit comes in at 169. Dak comes in at 170. And then a couple of rookies come in at 172 and 176. Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. All right. J-Mike's going to be out of this game. So that means we are moving to the tiebreaker for ADP bullshit. Zach versus Kyle head-to-head. Zach, you're going to be the challenger in this one since you went first on the last one. We're going tight ends, guys. Super gross. Get ready, because just wait till you hear this range. This made me laugh. So the range is 12 tight ends from pick 28 to pick 128. 12 tight ends from 28 to 100 picks later at 128. All right. Kyle, how many can you name?
I just want to throw this out from the grave. I need you guys to crush this. I really do.
Good luck.
Oh, your marker is Eric Ebron at 133. That should be super helpful in figuring out 12 tight ends.
There's just not many guys who are actually going to matter at this point.
Not many that should, honest to God, be drafted.
I'm not
100. They do what, 240 picks on these? So this is like half the draft, and 12 tight ends got taken.
I'm going to start with 3.
All right, 3. Zach, to you. You want to up it, or do you want to call it on him?
Yeah, I'll go 4.
All right, back to you, Kyle.
I'll go five.
All right, five. Back to you, Zach. You can bid in increments more than one, FYI.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'll go six. I'll go out on the limb here.
All right, back to you, Kyle.
All right, go ahead and do it, Zach. Let's see. Right. You're the tight end guy. Let's see if you can pull this off.
For the game, Zach.
All right.
Six of 12 tight ends between 28 and 128. Eric Ebron is the marker.
David Njoku.
That's one.
OJ Howard.
Two.
Burton.
Three.
Kyle Rudolph.
Four.
Evan Engram.
Five.
Don't you screw this up, Zach.
Now it comes down to this. I'm going to say Gronk because I think he's dropped lower than 28.
Keep going. How many more can you name? That's six.
Jimmy Graham.
Not on there.
Good thing six, but that's a win.
Gronk came in at 39.
How about
Kittle also on there.
Ooh, that was the other guy I had.
Top 12 tight ends. These are the first 12 tight ends taken in the November ADP. So somebody, if you're in a 12-team league, somebody is taking their first tight end at 128. And that's how bad tight end is. The tight end one tier, like, you know, to be a tight end one, a starter, you're looking at pick 128. You got any more? Anybody want to throw more out? Kittle was on there.
You saying Kelsey's in there?
Kelsey is number 28.
That's crazy.
Wow. Okay, so then Ertz, of course.
Ertz 42, which I'm shocked by that. Like, I can't wait to see December because I do want to see the Gronk fall. It's going to be a big fall, I think, unless he comes back and he's got like one chance to have a good game. But I think it's going to be a major fall. Anybody got others?
You said David Njoku, right?
I did.
He's on there, yep. We also have Hunter Henry, not even playing right now and coming in as a tight end one.
Wow.
We have Jordan Reed, who I know he's technically playing, but I don't know that he's gotten a target in like, I don't know, a year.
I wrote him down and then crossed him out.
That's pretty much what you should do if you're planning dynasty tight end right now. Write him down, then just cross him out. And Dallas Goedert comes in at 128. So that is your tight end tier. I was fascinated to see that you could wait 100 picks and technically still get like your starting tight end. Now, granted, there's a huge difference between Travis Kelce and Dallas Goedert, but just that span of picks was amazing to me.
But there's not that big a difference between him and Ebron right now.
Oh, good Lord. Ebron. I have Ebron on teams, and every time he scores like eight touchdowns on four targets, somehow it happens, and I'm just like, yes, that's the right move. And every part of my body says, that's not going to last. When weeks 14, 15, and 16 come along and it counts, you know I'm going to be staring at that bagel in my starting lineup, and I'm just going to be like, son of a bitch.
No, he's the new Dante Moncrief. That's what he is. It's the position he's playing. It's beautiful.
I know I should sell every share that I have, but unfortunately, he keeps scoring points for me in my starting lineups. So like, I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to ride it like everybody else, and it'll probably come crashing down. All right, we're going to move on to the final game. We've got Zach with one game one, J Mike with one game one, and Kyle with an imaginary point in a game.
I'd just like to say that I was in contention on both of those.
Yeah, that's true. True.
You know what? You really were. And there have been plenty of times where I have played this game and I'm like, good Lord, one question in each game and the outcome would have been totally different for me.
Exactly. Exactly. It's
all about moral victories, Kyle. Just keep telling yourself that for sure. So our final game is going to be the trade game. We are going to use Dynasty Trade Calculator for this. In this game, I will provide you guys with two names. You will get to offer me a two-for-one trade, which means you'll give me two players for just one of those players, or a two-for-one trade the other way, meaning you'll give me one player for the two players together. Everybody understand? We do use 12-team PPR, non-superflex, unless otherwise stated. Everybody good?
Sounds good.
I'm ready.
All right, Zach, you get to lead us off as the winner of the last game. We're going to start off with a couple of Detroit wide receivers. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, what do you want to offer and who do you want to go for?
All right. I will offer you Matt Breida.
Who are you going for? I'm sorry. Who are you going for?
Galladay. I'm gonna go for Galladay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna offer you Matt Breida and Golden Tate.
Ooh, the old Detroit wide receiver. All right, J Mike, who are you gonna go for and what are you gonna offer?
I'm going after Galladay, and I'm going to offer one James White, Allen Robinson.
Okay, and Kyle, who are you going to go for, and what are you going to offer?
This is probably not going to work out in my favor, but I'm going to go for Marvin Jones, sorry. And I'm going to offer Josh Gordon and Samaje Perine. This is intentional.
No, I get what you're doing. I like that strategy. So you're going for Marvin Jones. All right. All right. So we have Zach going for Galladay, who comes in at 24.8. He offered Breida and Tate, which comes in at 19.8, a difference of 5 points. J Mike also went for Galladay, offered James White and Allen Robinson, comes in at 31.1. Difference of 6.3, so slightly different and a little bit off. And Kyle went the other way and went for Marvin Jones and tried to attack a wide receiver that's real close to the same range and then a nothing running back who would have a zero. He had Josh Gordon coming in at 15.8. Marvin Jones was 11.8. Samaje 1.6 for a difference of 5.6. So 1 point for Zach, which means Zach will get to go first on our next question. And I can still use it because I did not say Allen Robinson's value. So we have Allen Robinson and Will Fuller in game two. We're only going to play this 1-3. Whoever gets the 3 points first will win this game. Zach, Allen Robinson, Will Fuller, where do you want to go and what do you want to offer?
All right. I'm going to go after Allen Robinson and I'm going to offer you O.J. Howard and Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar is on your mind tonight.
He is.
I like it. All right, Kyle, since you were so close, we're going to go ahead and let you go next.
I am going to go for both. And I'm going to offer Stephon Diggs.
J Mike, that leaves you. What do you want to offer?
I was sitting here trying to do some quick math. See, you said I was at like 30 something with Allen Robinson. So I'm going back to the Allen Robinson well. I'm going James White. Can I use him again?
So you're offering four Allen Robinson?
I'm offering four Allen Robinson. I'm going to use two players to get to Allen Robinson.
Sure. I didn't give a value, so I see no
change. Yes. All right. So I'm going to go James White, going back to the well, and I'm going to go with Tevin Coleman.
Offered and Nelson Aguilar, which comes in at a combination of 18. He was going for Allen Robinson, who comes in at 22. So he's off by four. J Mike offered James White, who we can now announce at 9.1 and stop using him. And Tevin Coleman, 9.5, total of 18.6. So just slightly closer than Zach did for Allen Robinson. But Kyle crushed it. Going for the pair of Allen Robinson and Fuller comes in at 31.3. Stephon Diggs, 32.4 for only a difference of 1.1.
Killed it. Way to go.
So Kyle. Board. Kyle gets a point, which means he gets the lead off our next one of DJ Moore and Cortland Sutton. Which rookie receiver do you want to go for, or do you want to go for both of them, Kyle?
All right. I'm going to try a similar strategy to earlier, and I'm going to go for Sutton with Landry and Elijah Hood.
I wonder if he's even in the calculator.
He was in there a couple months ago.
What a sneaky turd you are.
He is in there. So well done on that. All right. Let's go over to Zach since he has a point. We'll let him go next.
All right. I'm gonna take both of them. And I'm going to give you Brandon Cooks.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
All right, J. Mike, what do you got?
All right, I'm going for the pair too, and I think I like Zach's better. I'm gonna go for the pair. I'm going Juju Smith-Schuster. Oh boy.
All right,
that Brandon Cooks was good.
We'll start with that one. We'll start with Brandon Cooks. So DJ Moore and Sutton, the pair comes in at 33.4. Zach offered Brandon Cooks for the pair. A little shy, 28.5. Mm. J. Mike offered Juju, comes in at 34.5. That's pretty close. Kyle, who just absolutely nailed it. Went for Sutton alone at 22.3. Offered Jarvis Landry, who comes in the calculator, at 22.3.
Wow.
And then of Elijah Hood, who comes in at 0.1. So of Elijah Hood.
Wow.
Well done. Good point. Kyle is 1 point higher than night up, of course, because God forbid we not have a tie on this game. All right. That means Kyle gets to go next. And the next group is Dante Pettis and Kiki Kuti.
I will go for both. And I will offer Chris Godwin.
All right. Zach, we'll move over to you since you still are in second place.
Yeah, that's I like that strategy. I think I'll go for both of them also and serve up Calvin Ridley.
All right, J. Mike, who do you want to go for?
All right. I'm going for the pair. We'll make it a dummy sweep here. And I'm going to offer Alex Collins.
All right. Well, you guys all going for the pair made this game super easy. The pair comes in at 6.2 with Pettis at 2.9 and Kuti at 3.3. So real close.
Wow. Together. Wow, I'm way over.
Calvin Ridley is way off. way off. He comes in at 17.8. I'm not doing the math on that one. You're not. Chris Godwin, 8.2, which is a little bit closer, only off by two. But J. Mike nailed it. Alex Collins, 6.6. I really do wonder if you could get the pair of those for Alex Collins right now. To me, I would take the pair of receivers there easily. What about you guys?
Same. Absolutely.
All right. So J. Mike's on the board, which means he gets to go first in this next one. We're going to move over to those fun tight ends that we talked about earlier. We've got Eric Ebron. I score a touchdown every half a cut, or every half a target, and Dallas Goedert. Where do you want to go, J. Mike? And what do you want to offer?
I have no idea where to value Goddard. So I have to go Ebron. I'm going to go Kenyon Drake. And I'm going to go Josh Doctson.
Okay, we'll head on over to Kyle, who's currently residing in first place. Kyle, what do you have?
I'm going to take another stab at this. I'm going to go for both. And I'm going to send Penny.
All righty. And Zach.
Ooh, I'll go for both of them, I guess, and send. Oh, tight ends are gross. What are you doing to me? Doug Baldwin.
Almost like a tight end wasteland out there.
It is. It is.
I'm really curious to find out where Goddard falls because that's super interesting.
Oh, I can tell you that right now, J. Mike. So Goddard comes in at 4.7, Ebron at 8.7. Ebron, which J. Mike went for on his own, and he offered Kenyon Drake at 5.1 and Josh Doctson 2.4 for a total of 7.5. Comes in real close to that 8.7, only 1.2 off.
Bang, bang.
So the pair of the tight ends is 13.4, which means we're looking for a number that's a lot closer than what Kyle and Zach have. Penny comes in at 8.8, Baldwin at only 6.5.
Wow. In the trash.
Just bottoming out value-wise on the trade calculator, which means J-Mike has back-to-back points. And if you get this last point, J-Mike, you win the night. You can come behind, win this game, and win the night.
You're going down, J-Mike.
And we will go with, of course, we have the dummies on. So what's the one player we have got to discuss, guys? One player.
James Conner?
Lake Bortles.
Well played, well played. I wish.
You said dummies.
It is James Conner. I think Zach was the one that weighed in there and nailed it. So our next pairing is James Conner and Dalvin Cook. J-Mike, you get to start us off again.
James Conner is probably worth a billion. So like going after him, I think is the scary thing to do, but I'm going to do it.
All right. Going for good old JC.
Yeah. We're going to go James Conner here, and let's try. I'm going to go Amari Cooper. And on top of that, we'll go Royce Freeman.
All right, we'll go over to Kyle since he still remains in second place. Hasn't scored a point in a while.
But, of course.
If you can close out the game. Kyle, what do you want to do? I assume you're going for James Conner.
Of course, I'm gonna go for my boy, James Conner.
You know his trade calculator value off the top of your head?
I don't. But I'm hoping that this is all caught up. So I'm going to say Fournette.
I believe they update pretty frequently.
They do, and so I'm hoping that everything is caught up. So, Fournette and Yeldon for Conner.
So the Jacksonville backfield. All right, and Zach, on to you.
Well, I'm gonna go James Conner for Zach Ertz and Julio.
You love yourself some James Conner, don't you? Or hate Julio. I know you don't hate Julio, though.
No, I love Julio.
Well, would you offer that? Would you actually make that offer in a league?
It would be cool. I don't care about tight ends. Yeah, I might.
You said Ertz and Julio.
I think James Conner is going to be top five for the next few. We just had this discussion on the pod.
I know.
Yeah, we talked for like 20 minutes. Before we came on here about James Conner and Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, I will link to the Dynasty Dummies podcast for all those that want to go check that conversation out so that we don't rehash it right now. I will say that Julio comes in at 38 and James Conner comes in at 33.
Oh.
So you're off by Zach
Ertz.
24.2. So a little off there.
Womp, womp, womp.
We have Amari coming in at 22.4 and Royce Freeman at 13.8 for their total of 36.2. 3.2.
That's not close enough.
That is a tight window.
Not close enough.
It is not close enough.
Fournette Yeldon was good.
Fournette comes in at 28, Yeldon at 30.7 for a total of 31.7. And Kyle wins the game. Congrats.
Wow.
Thank you.
There's nothing imaginary about that game win. So now we have a 1-1-1.
That's a two-man sack race will be held on consecutive Sundays until a champion is crowned.
All right.
I feel like I should just take the win from the entire show because I was so close in the last two games.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I'm just trying to make your life easier, John.
So here's what we're going to do. The tiebreaker for tonight is going to be what is often the Easter eggs on Dynasty Trade Calculator podcast. I'm going to give you a team and a position, and we're just going to name players. You're just going to name them until you miss one. When you miss one, you are out.
This is awesome.
This is going to decide the game. And we're going to get a little gross right now. What is one of the worst teams in the NFL? Oh, wait. I was going to say worst AFC East teams, but there's basically three of them that are terrible. So we're going to go with Miami Dolphins, and we're going to go with wide receivers. Since Kyle won the last game, he can go first. Then who got the second game? So the order here is going to be Kyle, then Zach, then J-Mike. and just fire away. I will tell you if you are wrong and you are out.
Let's go ahead and start with Parker. Start with Parker.
Parker, he's on there, yes.
Leonte Carew.
Good. Continue.
Jakeem Grant.
Good. Go.
Stills.
Wes Welker.
Bird Alert. Albert Wilson.
Chris Chambers.
Danny Amendola.
Mark Clayton.
Landry. Jarvis Landry.
Mark Duper.
Ah!
Super Duper.
I'm going to go. Wasn't Chris Carter a Dolphin?
Chris Carter played for the Dolphins in his final season of 2002. J. Mike stays alive. Hey-o.
Brandon Marshall.
Irving Fryer.
Okay, yeah. David Boston. You have to look that one up. I can't remember if he did or didn't.
David Boston played his final season in Miami after missing the entire 2004 season. He did play 5 games for Miami in 2005.
Wow.
Winning.
Or lucky guess. Either way, it works. Let's go on, guys. Kyle, I think it's back to you, right?
It is. And I think I'm out.
J-Mike, you're going to help us.
you went first, so somebody else has to get it right for you to not win. Otherwise, we'll have to go to another team. So if you're out, just say that you're out, and we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, I think I am out.
All right. Kyle is bowing out. Zach, you got a name?
No.
I got one in the holster. Wow. All right.
I don't have one.
All right. For the win, J-Mike.
This is so obscure because his brother played quarterback at the University of Kentucky. Brian Hartline.
I can't believe I forgot Brian Hartline.
100% he was a Dolphin.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. Wins Dynasty Game Night in the tiebreak. Well done, J-Mike. The people of Twitter are rejoicing right now. How does it feel to know that you're king of the dummies?
Mama, I made it. I made it.
Nice. Hey, great showing from you, Zach and Kyle. Awesome job. Thank you guys all for joining tonight. J-Mike, we will see you in the Tournament of Champions. Before we get out of here, go around the horn, give everybody your information, what you do, where you can be found, everything like that. Let's start with you, Zach.
I am at TacitAssassin13 on Twitter, and you can find me anywhere you find the Dynasty Dummies.
I'm with Zach on the Dummy Show, and I am on Twitter at Caleb Breck.
And Champion, where can people go and worship your victory?
I bring my own triumphant trumpet. on Twitter at JMikeCheck, at JMICCheck. The show's handle at The Open Bar FP. Hashtag 15 and out. Hashtag Dummy Blitz. Holla at your boy.
Alrighty. Thank you all for joining tonight. As I said at the beginning, get a shirt. $10. You are not going to beat that deal. Go give a review and send us $10 and we'll send you out that shirt. And enjoy all of the Dynasty family of podcasts.
Group. And the Josh thank you all. Talk well, it melts into one giant bleed.
Man, that's crazy.
Sorry, John. I'll reset that up.
That's much better.
I'm not gonna cut that. So start at the very beginning where you.
Yeah. I will.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty game night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty game night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty game night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty game night.
Game night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty game night. With Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty game night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty game night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty game night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty game night.
with the dummies.
Dynasty game night.
Game night. Dynasty game night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty game night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty game night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty game night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty game night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty game night.
Game night.